This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan, Kuf Yod Aleph. The Mechaber said that if you found that you left out a letter, there's no way to fix it, because if you're going to put in the letter, everything after it is Shaloi Kesidron, and it's going to be possible because of the Hayu. And if you added one letter, then there is a takana by scraping it. If it's at the end of a word or in the beginning, in other words, if there is an extra letter, there's a way to fix it by scraping that letter. If it's at the end of a word or in the beginning of a word, but if it's in the middle of a word, there's no way to fix it because it's going to look like two words. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkatan kofiyud beis, nira kishtei teveis. If you're going to scrape a letter in the middle of the word, it's going to look like two words. It says the Mishnah Berurah, pa'amim shetikun moyel al yidei sheyigarena. Sometimes scraping helps by extending the yimshecha oishel fanela shetamali makayma, to extend the letter before it that it should fill its place. So, for example, okay, here. Here's where I could have used, I should have, maybe you'll be able to see. So in this word, la'avoisecha, you see you wrote an extra vav there. You put an extra vav. So the first thing you do is you scrape the vav, and then you extend the vase to occupy the space of the vav. So you wrote an extra vav, you scrape the vav, and you extend the vase to occupy the extra space. Kagoyin la'avoisecha, shekasav malei vav, acharabez, let's say you wrote it malei, yigurena, you should drag it, v'yimsha chabez shalafaneha, and you extend the vase before it, shetamala mekoima, that should fill up its spot. So you'll ask, isn't that tasav loy mina asoy? The dershu brings, it's not possible, because, isn't it shalai kesidran? Because now you're writing the bays again. It's not Shalai Kesidron. The reason is, the Be'er Halacha says, this is not considered Ksiva. However, the Dershu points out, you have to be careful when you're extending the bays that you don't ruin the Tzura of the bays, because then it definitely will be a problem of Shalai Kesidron. Okay, next case. V'chein im Hatikun tole bekaf or a dalid. Let's say the fixing is dependent on a kaf or a dalid. Oy resh. So all those letters, if you wrote after a kaf, a dalid, or a resh, an extra vav or an extra mem, she'efshel hamshichan ma'ad, you could extend them a little bit. Lamali makam ois hayisera shenigra, in order to fill up the extra letter that you scraped off. However, but if the letters that you're able to make larger are after the extra letter, you cannot extend them backward until you first scrape off the extra letter. For example, okay, do you understand? If the letter that needs to be extended is after the letter that needs to be removed, in other words, let's say you have to scrape out an extra vav, and in order to fill up the space, you need to extend the letter after it. You can't extend the letter after it until you first scrape off the letter. So the example that he gives is the word se'ar. So, are you able to see this, or not really? A little bit? Not really. I know, if you're driving, you can't. Don't take your eye off the road. But, it's a little blurry. Okay. The word sa'ar, sin, aleph, vav, resh. It's supposed to be without a vav. So you want to scrape off the vav. But now, you need to extend back the resh. You can't extend forward the aleph. You need to extend back the resh. But don't extend back the resh until after you remove the vav. So,
doesn't he mean that you have to scrape off the resh in order to extend it, in order to make it longer? You can't extend it back?
I mean, there is no way to extend that. Let's see how he says it. He says, "Avlam ma'osir she'efshal hamshichan hin achar oisay sera she'efshal hamshichan achareim." There's no way to extend it back. I think you're right. Ad she'yigur mehem tchila, until you first scrape part of it. Could go in sa'ar she'kasa b'tar she'kasava malei. For example, the word sa'ar that you wrote in the Torah that it was written malei vav achar ha'alef. She ef shalim shecharesh la'achareha. There's no way to extend the resh back until you sort of scrape off part of the leg of the resh. Ad sheyigra ragla tchila. Venimsa shabito tsuras. And by doing so, you're mavatel the tsur of the resh. Ukisha mesakna achar kach. See, there's no way to extend the resh until you first scrape the resh. And if you're going to scrape the resh and then write the resh, then it's going to be shaloi kesidran. Like Mendy said, it will come out that you wrote shalai kesidran. Ve'in takana elam ken yachal amalois mekaymai al yedei sheyaavek tzas ha'ois shalafaneha v'shalachreha. There would be no way to do this unless you fill up the spot by making the letter before and after thicker. So in other words, the only way to get the resh back is by scraping the leg and making the roof longer and then taking the leg back. But then you erase the resh and it's shaloi kesidran. So the only thing you could do is just make the aleph and the resh a little thicker, and by making the two letters thicker, that will occupy the space. That's not considered changing the letter. As opposed to when the letters that you're going to extend are before the extra letter, then it's possible to draw them very much without scratching off. When you got to go backward, you sometimes have to, when you have to take a letter back, you'll sometimes have to erase. When you want to take a letter forward, you don't really have to erase usually. Ach yishle stopik. You could be mesupik. B'matzois harishain. Shadinoi liyos chasar. The first matzois, the din is that it should be missing a vav. It says shivas yomim toichal matzois. And then matzois yeyachel eish shivas hayomim. The first time matzois is chaser, the second time is nolly. By the way, I once heard from Rav Shlomo Warman, Zechzag Levracha, he told me in the name of the Gra, that the Gra derives the mitzvah of ma'is chitim from the following. When it says you should eat matzah, matzah is spelled chaser. You eat your bare minimum. But matzois yeyachel, matzois makes sure that it is eaten by others, that's mole. That's like a remez that when it comes to ensuring other people eat matzahs. But anyway, here he says, the first matzahs is supposed to be chasuk, soveh mole. Umachak achar kach avav. You raise the vav. Can you, imoyal arichas atzadik lamata achar kach? Could you make the tzadik longer afterwards? Meaning, the word matzois, mem tzadi vav tav. Let's see. I don't know if you could see. Matzois, mem tzadi vav tav. You wrote an extra vav. Now you want to erase the vav, and you want to fill it in by elongating the tzadik on the bottom. The thing is, the tzadik on the bottom, it's only going to be longer on the bottom, but not on the top. Maybe that's not good enough. So Dilma koloichin marcha islamala nechshav kishtei tevs. Maybe it still looks like two letters. Afapisha smacha malmata. Even though you made it closer on bottom. V'chin noisein. The word noisein, it should be chaser. Shemeshpata liyos chaser. And v'chin hoitzi acha. Let's say you wrote a yud after the tzadim. K'savei malei biyud bein tzai la'alef. So now, You want to fill in the space by making the letter before longer, but there's only a way to make it longer on the bottom of the letter, not on the top of the letter. Maybe the fact that it will be open on the top makes it look like two words. B'chaleilu yesh lehistapik im yesh lehem tikkun. In all of these, you can be mesupik. If there's a tikkun, b'harach ha'oish shalafanav lamata, by elongating the letter before it, below. When we come up, nevertheless, kol shenira kebeiz tevois psula. If it looks like two words, it's going to be pasal. Aval im betchilas haksiva mamshech regla tachten shalanun vatzade v'koysev ha'ois asmucha l'soicha. However, let's say in the beginning of the writing, you extend the lower leg of the nun, or the lower leg of the tzade, and you write the adjoining letter into it. Let's see what that means. Let's say you wrote a pei, a nun, and now you have to write a yud. And the thing about the nun that you wrote is the nun that you wrote has a very, very long leg. And if you're going to put the yud after it on the top, if it's going to look like two words. You understand? Let's say you wrote a letter that has a very, very long bottom leg, and now the next letter may look near it on the bottom, but on the top it's going to look very far away. So could you sort of stick in the yud in the top interior of the nun? Or you wrote a very long leg of a tzadi. You want to stick in the yud into the interior of the tzadi. Then we say, kagoin panai oy artsi kosher, kiven de beteva achas nechtavu. It's written as one word. Nevertheless, it's not correct to do this. Lechadchila, lehavlia, ois b'toich ois, to make one letter be swallowed in another. Kiesh machmir in baza. There are those who are machmir about this. Okay, we're going to hold it over here today. And we'll pick it up tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. In Se'if, Chaf Dalet. Brach v'atzach, have a good day. Kol tov. Sure, yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.